The singer, Joss Stone, has postponed shows in the Caribbean because her dog is sick. She announced the news on her Facebook page, said her pet Missy was the closest thing she had to a child. She said her Rottweiler was rushed to the vets with internal bleeding and that she had to go home and make sure she was okay before she could continue with her tour. Angela Epstein, the broadcaster, thinks you just cannot compare losing a pet to a child.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing, well, one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. And it really, really makes me see red, purple and every other powerful colour of the spectrum when people do this. I don't for a moment underestimate how people have great affection for their pets, and I understand how pets provide companionship and they love them and they want to be with them. I get all of that, but you cannot for a moment compare the unconditional love of a dumb animal who trots around after you because you feed it and you keep it warm and, you know, it just operates on instinct, and something that you conceive with your partner, that you that grows within you, that is your flesh of your flesh, which is your child. It makes me sick to my stomach when people compare the affection they have for pets that they have for children. These are human beings. These are an extension of ourselves. They are our children.
Not sure Tracy will agree. She's in love with her guinea pigs.
We call ourselves Mummy and Daddy. And, they crawl up his legs and say, Daddy, Daddy, can we come up to work with you?
You are winding me up.
No.
They don't talk.
They do talk. They do talk in guinea pig noises.
Right.
Because if you just missed what I just said, guinea pigs have a massive range of vocal sounds.
What does a guinea pig sound like, Tracy? Make the noise.
Oh, how many sounds do you want me to make? There's a sort of bored sound, or there's an excited sound, wee 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 wee, or there's a friendly sound. You know, there's all sorts. Yeah,
this
it does sound like a ringtone.
I know this is a wind up.
No, it's not.
You're winding me, Tracy. You are winding me up, aren't you?
I am not winding you up, Stephen. Seriously,
guinea pigs do not make those noises, nor
do
they follow your husband out to work. You're winding me up. I know it.
I will send you a YouTube video of them trying to follow my husband out to work. And I will also send you a YouTube video of me coming back from work where I'm wearing my sort of work trousers and they come flocking to me like little doggies and they can't actually grip on my work trousers.
Well, the commentator Adrian Peltz with us this morning. Morning to you, Adrian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the journalist, Jilly Beatty. Morning, Jilly, from the Daily Mirror. Good morning, good morning. Adrian, what do you think of those people who put their pets, their dogs, their goldfish on a par with their babies?
Oh, well, I mean, it really frustrates me as well. I absolutely cannot stand people who compare their dogs to their children. I have both. I have a daughter and I have a dog, and I know who I love more. Don't get me wrong. My dog's great. She sleeps in my bed. She's very, you know, very well looked after. But you cannot compare the love and adoration that you have for your child that you physically made, that you know, you raised to be a part of your family with a dog that you have to kind of pick up after. You know, you have to go and clean up after them for the entire
Jilly?
Life. It's not the same.
Well, Adrian, I do not agree with you at all. I'm sure that's why I'm on the show this morning. Angela Epstein and yourself, Adrian, are I think have this a little bit confused. Joss Stone has not said she is treating her animal, her dog, like a child. She simply said that it's the closest thing she has to a child. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I mean, you know, to compare, to criticise somebody for showing compassion and love is pitiful. Now,
yeah, but taking it beyond Joss Stone, Jilly, the question is for those people, and we've heard some of them already this morning, who do put their pets on a par with babies, with human beings, are they deranged, or is that compassion, and is that a pet loving country? Which is it?
I think it's compassion. I think some people are completely deranged. I'm probably slightly deranged myself, but I don't see if there's any. There's no harm in it. There's no harm in it. There's also a great lot of harm done to animals when there's no compassion shown. And that's something that we probably should look at much more than looking at somebody that does care for their pet.
That woman, Tracy, who we just heard, she reckons that her guinea pigs actually speak to her. She reckons that her guinea pigs know when she's coming home from work.
Well, we have had guinea pigs, and our guinea pigs knew when we were coming home from work.
Oh, you're winding me up.
I'm not winding you up.
Your guinea pigs knew when you were coming home from work.
I wasn't going to work. I was at school. But the problem that you have, Stephen, is that because you haven't witnessed this probably as a child, you know, you've very little to take this from. Whereas I know, I mean, we know in our house, you know, even when we were kids, if we had a long driveway, if there was a car at the end of that driveway, our animals would have known who was coming in, what time they were coming in, whatever else. There is communication.
Not the same as
well. Just let me finish, Adrian. One second. I'll give you something I'll give you a little bit of information. We take our dogs. We have four basset hounds. We take two of them to a nursing home. And in that nursing home, there was a lady there who had Alzheimer's. Now, we weren't aware of this. Our first day in the nursing home, our dogs go in as pets as therapy. And one of our bassets, Lola, who had never been in the nursing home before, went directly to this woman's room and sat by our side. The lady put her hand down, started stroking Lola's ears, her big, long, floppy ears, and started talking very gently to Lola. Now, when I spoke to her husband, who was sitting on the bed, he was very weepy. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, we weren't here to upset you. And he said, no, my wife hasn't spoken in 2.5 years. Now, what I'm saying to you is there are animals that have connections with humans and there are humans that have connections with animals. I can't explain why our basset hound, who we didn't think was that bright, knew what room to go to, knew what person to go to, and knew what to do. But what I'm telling you is this. There are connections.
Okay, go on, Adrian.
I'll not mock him.
I mean, I'm not mocking anybody. I just think that as people, we ascribe human feelings and associations to our pets. They're pets. They're you know, domesticated animals.
That's a huge assumption.
They're like, do you feel that way about cows, about pigs, about goats? They're basically the same thing. They're mammals. I mean, I don't see people out in the streets crying over you know, pigs. We eat them, don't we?
Well, I see Josh Stone stripped off for the PETA campaign to ask people to stop doing this. People have there are variations of depth.
I know, exactly. And I would much rather
who am I to suggest they don't do this?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, there are thousands of children who need homes. And I would much rather people are giving little babies homes than taking in pets. And crying over animals. I put people first, unfortunately. You know, call me a bad person, but I prefer children to pets.
Well, congratulations. And I'm happy that you've got a dog, and I'm happy that you love your dog. What I'm saying is...
I do, I promise you I do.
I'm sure you do, and I have absolutely no doubt of that. But what I'm saying is, I think people are confusing. We have four dogs. They're not our children. We have lost babies in pregnancy. The grief I feel over that is completely different to the grief I feel over losing an animal, over losing a dog. And we have had 19 dogs in our life since I was born. And I know the difference. Now, I'm not confused. It appears to me that maybe you're confused, Adrian, or maybe Angela Epstein is hugely confused. But, you know, I think, let people live, let them look after their animals and be more cognizant of the people that don't look after their animals and don't look after their
Michael's in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Stephen, who's this girl? Is this another? Is this daughter of what do you call that? Katie Hopkins? It's scurrilous. What's a woman he's saying? Look, in our country, all over, pets, dogs especially, form a great part of people's lives. People who are single, pensioners, etc. Even people with children.
Yes, but do you not distinguish between a dog and a human being?
Of course you do. But to lose a dog or a pet wouldn't be the same as losing a child. I'm 56.
I'll tell you now, I got quite a few calls on 5 Live the weekend saying, from people saying they are just as traumatised when their goldfish dies as when a relative died.
Not a goldfish, come on. You can't take...
I got those calls.
Look, Stephen, you can't take a goldfish up the cave hill to the beach, you know what I mean, to the waterworks, or a cat, unfortunately. Look, man, my dog is quite famous. Even Crawley knows him. He's famous around the town. When this boy goes and he's now 15, although he can walk faster than you, although he's in his 80s, it will devastate me. And a lot of people will be saddened because we get stuck in the city hall all around the place. He's a poser. He's a beautiful-looking dog to get photographs taken. But the point I'm making, and also see through him, I became friends on two Facebook pages, and I now have friends. My breed is a samurai from Siberia. I have friends all over the planet who adore the same breed as I have, and I've actually had invites to go and visit them for holidays.
Michael, thank you. Tom in Belfast. Morning, Tom.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I would just like to say that lady there was coming out and saying about people don't treat pigs or cattle the same way. Actually, she's wrong, because if you go to a farmer, he would think a lot of his cattle and stuff. You know, you're not going to see people walking down the street with pigs and cattle. But what I was wanting to say is, people who live on their own and have a wee dog, that's all they have, that wee dog gives unconditional love, you know, it really makes that person's life. When that dog dies, it's a big part of their life has died.
Adrian?
I mean, absolutely. I love my dogs and I have amazing childhood memories of my dogs. I still get emotional, but it's not the same as a person. And it frustrates me when...
Of course not.
I mean, this country is obsessed with pets. We spend billions of pounds on pets. I mean, people...
Well, why is that a bad thing?
Well, it's outrageous, because we should be spending money on giving children homes instead of worrying about whether pets have got a home. There are thousands of children who need to be taken out of the care system, but yet animal shelters can raise more money than orphanages can. It's just, it's outrageous that people care more about their animals. We care more as a society about cuddly pets than we do for little children, and it frustrates me when I see the comparison made that pets are children.
Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Because
well, it's
people,
not really. I mean, the
people,
Dogs Trust raises
me,
more money than most charities.
Can I finish?
You're
on
about
people spending millions of pounds on animals. Animals, and especially dogs, over thousands, tens of thousands of years, have made an attachment to human beings. And they have played a fantastic part. They work. They're working animals. There's stuff that they can do that humans wouldn't do. I mean, if I was a security guard and I had a guard dog with me, if somebody said to me, who do you want? Do you want the dog or do you want a person with you? I would take the dog anytime, because that dog is 100% will never back down.
We're in trouble now. Here's Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I've had dogs all my life. When I done Radio Face, that programme for you, a wee dog I had to get her put down.
Did you?
I had her for 12 years.
Why, what happened?
She took on well, so she did, and chest problems and stomach problems.
For goodness
sake. She didn't want to go out, so...
So what do you say to Adrienne, who would essentially say, well, look, get over it?
She's right, Stephen.
You have to get over it, don't you?
A dog is an animal, and we domesticated them, so we do it in the pets. They're wild animals. And if you take a dog out, it'll roll itself in other dogs' dirt. It'll rub against a wall where dogs have peed. And then people take them to bed with them.
Oh,
so
that's right. Some people sleep with their
sleep
animals
with them
in bed.
Tie bows on their heads.
Vinny lets his shih tzu in the bed with them.
You see, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
your dog is an animal
and
needs to be treated as an animal. Well, of course you miss them when they die. I miss that wee dog still, so I do. But at the end of the day, it's an animal. It's not equal to a human. It doesn't have a soul.
Chilly?
And we need to treat them as animals, so we do.
Dogs are certainly not equal to animals. And I would say most dogs that I've known have been much better, much nicer, much kinder than a lot of humans that I've...
Would you, Chilly, for example, let your dog sleep at the bottom of the bed?
At the bottom of the bed, absolutely not. No, up further on up the bed, yeah.
Well, there you go, and they're bringing fleas and all into the bed with them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Covered in fleas, all of them. Mm-hmm.
Stephen.
Yes.
Hello. Stephen, I remember watching a film once, and this is an American gangster film, and this guy made a statement. He turned, this girl said to him, he killed somebody, and she said to him, you're an animal. And do you know what he said to her? And it all stuck in my head. He says, ma'am, I am no animal. I'm worse. I'm a human being.
Eleanor in Belfast. Thank you, Tom. Morning, Eleanor. Hold on, Norman. Go on, Eleanor.
Hello, Stephen.
Good morning.
I just agreed with the man about the dog on conditional love. And my partner died 3 years ago, and I have a wee King Charles Cavalier.
Oh, beautiful dog.
Okay.
Beautiful,
and
beautiful
I would
dog.
prefer Rosie's company than to anyone else, for she's so good and she maybe can't talk, but she knows everything I say and she listens to me and she see if I have a youngster visiting in here. That would drive me away in the head. Give me a wee. I've nothing against children now, but they're always on the want and they're climbing over this. So I prefer a dog any day. And, like, there's people going on about children. They want to think about the royals. They're running around the countryside at our expense, and those wee ones out in these countries, they haven't a bite to put in their mouth. So before the people start on the wee dogs here, what about the royals?
Why have you brought this round onto the royals?
Because they're talking about dogs and about children. I love children, but I would prefer, I'm getting on now, I prefer a visit from a dog.
You would prefer a visit from a dog than a...
than a child.
Would you?
Yes, I wouldn't
be. I'll bring my basset over.
I have a kitten called Rosie as well, actually. So
But what Eleanor, because I because I'm travelling every week and all that kind of malarkey, I'd love a dog, but I just can't. I can't have one. It wouldn't be fair. But what company is a dog if it can't speak to you? Like, what do you do with it when you're on the...
Well,
you're sitting in the house on your own and you're sitting watching TV. You can hardly turn around and talk to it about Coronation Street, can you?
No, but I mean, you can watch Coronation Street and the dog, and the dog is better than somebody going on in your ear if you're watching.
But the dog isn't speaking. I'm trying to understand why a dog, for someone that's on their own, why a dog is good company.
On my own.
But why is the
my
dog good?
My partner died 3 years ago, and he was very fond of dogs.
But why is Eleanor? Why is the dog good company?
It's great company.
But why? What does it do to provide that company?
You should go and get one. You'd find out.
Can I help Eleanor out a little bit there? Because my
to you, I'm speaking to Steve.
It's Jilly here. Eleanor, my mum was in the same position as you 4 years ago when my father died, and she had a dog, and we got another dog, and then she got another little dog. Now, the company that those animals have given my mum in the times when we're at work and she's on her own is absolutely invaluable. And so they don't have to speak, but there is a language between humans and their pets. But it's simply having company. It's simply having that physical company and knowing that the home that you're in is not, there's another life in it. And that is really important.
Stephen,
isn't it more important that we keep people...
Last week in England, there was a dog eat its owner to survive. So it did. And the dog had to be put down because it couldn't be given to another home.
Where do you get these?
In case it attacked humans.
Where do you get these stories from?
That was in the news. Whether the owner died, I don't know. But if it comes to survival, a dog will eat you to survive. And now you need it to survive if it come to it. And that's what happened. The dog ate the owner, and now the dog has to be put down, a Staffordshire Bull, because it couldn't be given to another home in case it attacked humans.
Well, I
a cheerful note.
I know. I don't know where you get this from.
Well, that's the truth, Stephen. You've only to look at the dog attacks on children.
Stephen, on a serious...
You know,
a
dog's an animal.
On
yes,
a very
the
serious,
end of the day.
Yes, Jillian.
Sorry, Stephen, to interrupt. On a very serious point, your last item was horribly and appallingly about humans attacking other human beings. And yes, I do know that animals attack other animals, but not for gratuitous reasons. And there's a difference between how humans act and a difference between how animals act amongst their own. Now, we as a family have learned to live with animals, and that's the way it's going to be. People that don't agree with it don't have to do it. There's nobody pushing anybody into doing this. But for people like yourself, Stephen, I feel for you that you don't have an animal, you don't have a dog in your life. It's not the right time for you. Maybe a time will come that you do. But you will understand then. You will understand then.
Okay, Jilly, thank you. Adrian, thank you. Morning to you and to you, Norman, and to you, Eleanor. Carmel. Morning, Carmel.
Morning, Stephen.
I know you've got a dog because I saw him on the telly.
Yes. Now, that's loyal. He is loyal. He's a loyal wee dog. And, yes, I clean after him. But then, on saying that, I had to clean after my two children whenever they were babies. So I see nothing wrong with cleaning after a wee dog. I just love my teddy. And he's great, and he sleeps at the bottom of the bed.
You don't let that dog in bed with you.
Just, it's only a wee tiny thing, Stephen.
But what if it pee? What if it pees all over the sheets?
He's not peeing the sheets.
Or does something worse?
He'd not do a poo on the bed or a pee on the
bed. Well, how do you know?
Stephen, I know he won't do it. I know he won't do it because he does as he's told. You see, if my ex-husband had done as he's told, I would have had him and wouldn't have bothered my dog. But I have got a dog and he's loyal. You see, he is loyal.
I'm still trying to understand how a dog is good company for people on their own. I understand how a dog for, you know, a family, but the dog's running around and the kids are getting used to animals. I get that. I'm trying to understand how a dog is good company. It can't speak. What does this dog, what do these dogs do?
Stephen, you can get, I can get my teddy to sing.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yes, I can. But he won't, he bet he wouldn't sing now if I asked him, but if I go, you know, loud, he'll come and he'll make wee noises at me. He is loyal, Stephen. That's what I want as a nice, loyal friend. And he is loyal.